Herbs in Action. Reflections and stories from the Phipps Conservatory and Botanical Gardens Botany in Action Fellows discussing herbs from around the world.
Hi, my name is Jonathan Flickinger, and I'm a doctoral student at Florida International University in Miami, Florida. And I study plant systematics, focusing on the myrtle family, which is a group of tropical trees and shrubs in the Caribbean Islands biodiversity hotspot. So I'm going to tell you today about a plant that I know as Cuban oregano. The scientific name is Plectranthus amboinicus. It also has many other names, such as Indian borage, Mexican mint, and country borage. I know it is Cuban oregano from being in Miami. That's the reason I picked this herb, is because I had never encountered it until I moved to South Florida. And it's kind of a eye-catching plant. It has big, fuzzy, fleshy leaves, and it also smells powerfully like oregano. And then I really couldn't ignore it when my roommate's father planted it outside of our house. It's a pretty low-growing perennial plant, maybe. It may grow no more than a foot or two. It gets little light purple flowers, has leaves that are maybe a couple inches round and toothed, and it's very hairy and kind of a light, bright green color. Well, it has a really pungent aroma, just like oregano, and some people say also a bit of sage. So people use it like oregano. You can put it in soups or various dishes. I think they put it in the beans and rice that they make in Cuba and probably in other parts of Latin America. It also has some medicinal uses, mostly for cough and congestion and sore throats. It's been used in India too for a variety of things. And I even read that you could rub it on your skin, like, to use as a mosquito repellent.
Herbs in Action is a collaboration between Phipps Conservatory and Botanical Gardens and the Saturday Light Brigade, and is made possible by the Mary Jane Berger Memorial Foundation, dedicated to educating the community about the many benefits and uses of herbs. To hear this feature again, or to learn more about herbs from around the world, visit mjbergerfoundation.org.